Yudalev Hamad Alev. Zocher Obesayv Shachuach. We had learned in the Gemara that Besode Zocher Obesayv Shachuach is not Shikre. And Beir Zocher Obesayv Shachuach is Shikre. And the Gemara had wanted to explain this halachim because by Soder Zochel Ubsayv Shachuach is kaine with Kinyan Chotza, since it's Aymed Betzidoi, so Chotza Shein Meshtameres, and it's Aymed Betzidoi, and if he's Beir, so he's not kaine. The Chotza Shein Meshtameres is not kaine if he's not Aymed Betzidoi. Let us see Taisvis, Zoche Lubesayf Shachuach, Perish Zoche Besho Shashikro Maschelas. When the Shikre starts, Shekva Shakhu Payala. Well, Lubesayf Shachach Gamhu, later he forgot also the Bailam. But since it was Zoche Beshas, the Shikra started, so there's a concept of Kinyan Chotza, Siki Bekaina with Kinyan Chotza then, since he's Aymed Besoda. Bishachuach me korei havi, sheshokrei hapoilim shochach kamhu. Shachuach me korei means that when the poilim forgot, he also forgot. Aber ma shohu zocho b'shoh shapayalim zoichim, but that what he, when no one forgot, ain't ze zocho l'besayv shachuach. Dim leikein leitim tse shikha loyla, dach shesadeim leimrim yoyma yiske leisodi. So kochoch, you need the concept of kinyan chotza is only applicable when the Shikra started. We mentioned the Lashon Aran, it starts becoming Hefker, it's not Momen Aniyim. It's starting to go out of the Rishus of the Bailim. Then, Kinyan Chotza helps. Now, someone said from Ramea Waldman, he made a diuk, is a Shinei, the way Rashi says and the way Taisva says, and could be it's Ozli Lishitosa. Rashi says, Zocho Sheiniche Shomidatoi, Lubsaib Shokhaya de Pailim Lehavi Shikra. That means he remembered. And the Pailim forgot. That's called Zocho Lebesayv Shachuach. In Shachuach Mikore means, Sheshokrei Hu Tchila Lepoil Aveshikre. That means first he forgot it, and then the poil forgot it. That is Shachuach Meikor. Shachuach means that he remembered and the poil and forgot. So Lechayre, there's a Merli Kediuk. Rashi says that Shachuach Meikor means first he forgot and then the poil and forgot. Sheshokrei hu tchila lepoil. That's shikre. Taisva says, Shachuach mekor is, Sheshokrei apoilim shochach gam hu. They both forgot together. Sheshokrei apoilim, and the poilim forgot shochach gam hu. So he wanted to say, Moira de Kazach, that by Emerson, there's a ha'ore, Rav Chaim Pelza asks the Kash, according to Shitas HaTaisvis, you don't have to say Zochsoli. The halacha is that if the Bailim is in the Sada, he's you're aware, he's not aware, it's Mishtameres. It's a chotze mishtamer, a chotze sheni mishtamer. If someone is there, is aimed betzida, so it's mishtamer. So the kasha is, afilo by shotchoi, afilo he forgot it, so l'chayre the poyelim didn't forget yet, so l'chayre should be mishtamer idei ha-poyelim. L'chayre should be mishtamer idei ha-poyelim. You don't need zochseli sode. According to, you mentioned the Machna Ephraim yesterday, the Machna Ephraim holds that the Inyan of Zochseli Sode, you have to be Memane, the Chotza, to become a Shliach, since it's not a Chotza Mishtameres. So Memele, it could be the Zamirdike, Megola Shitosa, Rashi, and Taisvitz. Rashi could be holds, you have to say Zochseli Sode. For example, you have to say Zochseli Sode, you have to make the Chotza a Shliach. So if the Bailim forgot, and the Poilim didn't forget, so it is not sufficient that the Poilim are in the Sode, you need a Zochseli Sode. And they can't make the Bailim's Chotza for a Shliach, it's not their Chotza, it's the Bailim's Chotza. By him it's shochach, by the Bailam it's shochach, so the chotza will not be zeichen the shikre. That is very good if you don't say like Taisvitz. Taisvitz holds, you don't have to say zochseli sode. As long as it's mishtama, so that's sufficient. So let it be mishtama al yedei, the poyelim. The poyelim are there, they didn't forget about it, so it's mishtama al yodom. So that's why Taisvah said it is speaking about that they forgot together. Taisvah says, they both forgot together. If they both forgot together, so then there was never mishtama. Everyone was unaware of the Oimrim Basoda. Let us go further in the Gemara. Let us see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, it seems from the Baraisa, there's a difference between Zocho L'Seif Shachuach Basode, Zocho L'Veseif Shachuach Ba'ir. That Zochel B'Seif Shechuach Basode, it's not Shikre. Zochel B'Seif Shechuach Bir, it is Shikre. And that is Pshat. Because Zochel B'Seif Shechuach, when he's Bir, so he's not Oimed B'Tzad Sodeyu, so we don't have a Kinyachot. So that the Gemara brought a Raya to Rav Yehuda Mashmur, that you need Oimed B'Tzad Sodeyu in order for a Soda to be Kain. That's the Gemara brought a Raya. So now the Gemara wants to ding sich with the Rai. Fragt die Gemorre, Mimai, du mitzeres akosavu. How do you know to learn pshat that the posik is telling us to his chotzer, that the chotzer is only koine when he's in the field, or when he's in the air, it's not koine. Do megzeres hakosavu de besode nehevi shikre u beir loy nehevi shikre. Now let us see what Rashi says. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So mi mai de kro hochi metaret u masnisen hochi amra. How do you know that this is pshat? This is pshat in the Baraisa, this is pshat in the posik, and you're building from this agdore in kinyan chotzer. The kinyan chotzer only helps In your chotzer only helps if he's on mitzatzadeyu, not beir. Dume gzeiris ha-kosofi. The mashme, the besode yehei shikre. The posik says, v'shachachto imer besode. The posik is telling us that if there was a shikre in the sode, it's shikre. Avo mishibo balabayis lehir. But if so, the shikra from the balabos beir, and shikrosai v'shikras poyelim klum, then there's no shikra whatsoever. V'chikoma yochel yehei shikra talmud loima. Now, Rashi just made a mapecha over here. That means like this. If we learn the baraisa ella, we had problems how to say pshat in the baraisa. But the lashon of the Braisa was, Yochel lo yehei shikre, Talmud loima that it is shikre, and then we had a whole oifen how to say pshat in the limud. Rashi says, let the Braisa be glatik, let's erase one word, not Yochel lo yehei shikre, no, Yochel yehei shikre, Talmud loima, mishachachta, oimer basoda v'loi biyam. So then the Barais is coming to tell us a new dinigas. Forget about chotzer, no din chotzer. It's coming to tell us as follows, that the whole concept of shikre is only if there was shikre basoda. V'shachachta imer basoda. Then there's a concept of shikre. If the shikre was not basoda, then it's not shikre. Don't forget the way you say. But this is not only hilchas chotzer, and this tongue is hilchas shikre, that if the shikre was besode, it is a teire shikre. If the shikre was beir, it doesn't have a teire shikre. Period. So your hostik teire doesn't work. That we're not talking about zochel or besayf shachua. Shikre, sode is shikre. Shikre beir is not shikre. Omakro, so the Gemara says, no, you can't say this. It says, Leisoshuv lekachtoi, there's a pasuk, Leisoshuv lekachtoi, you shouldn't go back and take the shikre. Le rabbi shikre seir. Chakert is an extra word, Leisoshuv, don't return and take it. And we learn now from this pasuk that it means if you forgot it in the ear, don't go back to the soda. So you see clearly that there's such a concept of shikre beer, not the way you wanted to say, there's no shikre beer. So the Gemara says, please, that pasuk isn't coming to tell me, l'rabe shikre seir, haimi boi le'la, it's coming to tell us, that means if you learn the pasuk ella. The Pasuk tells us that when you forget an Oimer, it goes to the Aniyim. So now it's coming to tell us, if you go and take it, you're Oimer Alav. Haimi boi le'lelav. It's not coming to tell us that Shikra Seir is also Shikra. It's coming to tell us, Basode, not only do we say it has to be given to the Aniyim, if you'll go back and take it, you're Oimer Alav. Haimi boi le'lelav. In Cain, so the Gemara says, listen, if the whole Pasuk is coming to tell us a lot, name a kro loisi kochenu, my loisoshu, it says, go, don't return to take it. Why does it say return? Should have said, don't take it, you forgot it, don't take it. Le rabbis shikra seir, so the loisoshu is extra. So the Loisashim has come to tell us that, Philo, you forgot it, Be'im. You're still not allowed to go back to the field and take it. And the Salkoch is the Rabbi Shikra Seir. So your Kash is no Kash. He said you need it for the Lav. For the Lav, it just said, Lo Yikochenu. Agavulche, there's a very interesting Ha'ore from the Nefesh Chayim. The Nefesh Chayim asks as follows. He says, if the Lav will be Lo Yikochenu. That means like this, a person is working in the field. He went through 3/4 of the field and he reminds himself he forgot a noima, the beginning of the field. He forgot a noima. So if it says, lo yikochena, so when you're going to go back and take it, ya ivala, lo yikochena. But the whole walking back, that's only it's a hechsher, a chana to do an aveir, but not an aveir. He says, the pasuk says, loisosho v'lekachta, to tell us, the whole returning is aveir already. Yoyim an aveir b'chol, psi, yoyim an aveir. So what's the Gemara's kasha for a lav? Let it say loikechena. No, it's coming to lav, and it's telling us the lav is already chal. I'll call psiya psi. Okay, that's a bishmaka ha'ore and the Gemara. But the Gemara says, for the lav, you don't need the word loisosho. I should have said loikechena. Like the Gemara, vakati mi boile lichadisna. I need the loisosho for something else. Shalafanov ein shikha shalachov yesh shikha shahu bebalto. Sure, we'll see in Rashi, in Taisvis, exactly what this means. Zea klal koshu bebalto shub shikha kosh ein bebalto shub ein e shikha. Oma, some emela, bekitzel this leisoshub is coming to tell us, hagedora, when it's shikha, when it's not shikha, not coming to tell us shikha seya. Omar Ravashi, Omar Ko, Yiye, Le Rabbeish, Shikra Sa'ir. You're right, Loisoshim is coming to tell something else, but there's an extra Yiye, and Yiye is coming to tell us Le Rabbeish, Shikra Sa'ir. So, Mamele, your whole Kashim, maybe the Miyot, Vishachta, Ima Basoda, Veloy Beir, to tell us there's no Shikra Sa'ir, that can't be. Because they have a ribu yiyah le rabbi shikra seyir. So al kochoch, you have to say that there is shikra deyir and the basod is coming to be memayit, that zochel of saib shachuach, basod is not shikra, zochel of saib shachuach beir is shikra because his chotze can only be kaina if it's aimed betzina. That's the Maskonas HaGemore. And now let us see Rashi. So the Gemara says, Shalafonov, this Leishoshuv you need for something else. Shalafonov ain shikre, Bishikras HaKoitzer Koi. This is talking about Shikras HaKoitzer. Yochid sheHisrael likzer miroish hashure. Yochid started cutting miroish hashure. Vishochach lefonov ulaachov. And he forgot lefonov ulaachov. Shalaachov avi shikrim. Shalafonov loy avi shikrim. And let us try to understand this halachim. Let us picture we have in front of us a field with 100 bundles of tefillin. We have 100 bundles where it's going to be kainah. There's 100 places where it's going to be kainah. And let us make a tier of rows of 10 going mimizrach lemayrev mitzof on the dorm. We have a square of 100 by 100. So now, the pasuk says like this. If a person is being kaitza, you have a worker who's going being kaitza, and he starts going, let's say, vertically is tuf and dorim, horizontally is mizrach maira. So he starts, let's say, on the top row, and he's going, I mean, mizrach lamaira, he starts going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then he goes back, goes the second row, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he left over 5. He left over 5. So it could very well be that what he left over 5, because these 5, he finds it more convenient to go vertically. These 5, he's going to go down this way, mitzof on the dome. But this isn't called shikre. Mashal, that means he's going, and it's in front of him, and he doesn't go further, he goes back to the next row. That's not shikre. That means he decided he's gonna, his oifen of tzire will go till 5 bundles, and then later, these other five, he's gonna cut vertically, tough on the door. If he went 1, and then he went 3, 4, 5, and he forgot 1, that's la'achra. So in order for him to go back, so that's la'ishashu. But there we learn out for that, it falls into the ghetto of Shikra. But Lefonov is not Shikra. Right? That's what you need to lay Sasha for. So Ma says, Yeh, Legeh, La Yosem, Alamon, Yeh. Let us see Taisvis. Vilme Gzeres HaKosavi, the Gemara asked, how do you know that the Pasuk that says, V'shachachta Imer Basode, Basode V'loi Be'ir, is coming to tell us that Zochel, or Besayv Shachuach, Be'ir doesn't help, because he's not Imer B'tzad Sadeyu. Maybe it's coming to tell us a Gzeres HaKosav, that Shikra Seir doesn't help. Perish Rashi, v'nigreis yochel yehei shikri, and Talmud Leimel that it's not shikri. V'teimel, if you shereitze lister, ayosai magia abarais, I mean, that's a very modern kasha. Let's make a grais, and that'll come out a different pshat. I mean, we have a barais, and so the way the barais is lefoneinu, we came to this conclusion that we need Oymed B'tzad Sadeh in order to be kainah with Kinyachot. V'su, and Afilu, let's forget about that kash. Mametari, so the Gemara says, no, you can't say that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Shikra Seir is not a Shikra. I have a Pasuk, Leisoshu, L'Rabbi Shikra Seir. V'su ma metaretz l'rabbi shikra seir. V'aloi b'brai seyalech v'zochel u'b'soiv shachuach v'yavi shikra. The brai se that says that the brai se, according to this girse, the girse is yochel yei shikra talmud loima basod v'loi b'yel. So you're saying it's coming to tell us that here it's not shikra. Now what kind of shikra is the Baraisa speaking about? It's speaking about a case of Zochel Lebesayv Shachuach. Because I'm going to say Yalav the Zochel Lebesayv Shachuach Lehav a shikra. Tiktoni Yedea Mishe Payalim Shakru, and he remembers. So Memele, so the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Zochel Lebesayv Shachuach Be'ir is not shikra. Now you have a pasuk like Soshuv that's coming to tell us that there is a inyan of shikra seir. V'hoch the dor shalav shikra seir yamid b'shachuach mikore. Frak toisves amoyer dike kasha. Frak toisves. What is the kasha? The barais is speaking about zochel b'sayv shachuach. Maybe there's no din shikra. You have a pasuk there's a din shikra beir that's speaking about shachuach mikore. So, what's the Gemara's kash? Everything stimmed. The Pasuk is telling us, Shchuch mikor abir is shikre. Zochel l'b'sayv shachuach is not shikre. There's a Mordek Teretz from the Maram Shif. The Maram Shif says, that's Cheklach Motne. He says, Besode shachuch mikor is shikre. Zochel l'b'sayv shachuach is not shikre. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Now, I have a miyut. I have a meat, besod of a lay beer. And now I'm coming to say, what is the din? Beer, zochel b'sayv shachuach, is not shikre. Shikre mikore is shikre. How do I know it? From lay social. So it comes out that sode and ear are the same. And the psukim say, no, ear is, it says sode, v'loy ear. Then is the riboy ear also. And I said, no, that's what it means. It means zochel b'sayv shachuach, is not shikra. Shikra mikore is shikra. So it comes out, the way Tosfos says, that sod and yir are the same. So it's very modern. First you have a miut, and then he is different, then he says, no, he is the same. He says it's very modern to say such an akimte. Lekach yeshleim. Abba Bekitza Tosfos wants to say that not the Gemara's asking, let's change the baraisa. Kach yishem shen yisoysara yosei. The baraisa says what the baraisa says. And the Gemara koshulei ala barais, and the barais agufa, the Gemara is asking, minolei le midrash miyute al diyuke dekro. How do you, you're making a miyut al diyuke dekro. The Pasuk says, v'shachachtoi mebesoda, which is shachuach mikore, is shikra. Then we make a diuk, b'zochel b'sayv shechuach, that's a diuk, is not shekir. And b'sada v'loibir is going under diuk edekro, that zochel b'sayv shechuach b'ir is shekir. The dorish b'sada v'shechach t'ani shechuch mikor, abo zochel b'sayv shechuach le'ev is shekir. V'al zeh koi miyut aloim in the b'ir, afo le zochel b'sayv shechuach ha b'shekir. Dilm egzeres ha-kosavu, how maybe darshan the posik as follows, not under the diyuke deko. The besoda ve shikre shachuach mikore, v'loi be'ir. And be'ir shikre mikore is not shikre. Boche mistabra tvei, look at me at agufi deko, besoda ve shachach, which is speaking about shachuach mikore, v'loi be'ir. And that's pashta deko. Pashta mishani shapel, rabbi shikre seir. I have a ribui, that there is such a thing as shikre seir. So it's going on the diuk. It's going on the diuk that a filozoch lebesev shrechuach is also shikre. Zeh haklal lasuyei keren zovis. Now, I'd like to see this Amoridike Marsho over here. It asks me, says Amoridike Chidish the Marsho. The Marsho says as follows. What is the Taish Keren Zovis? So the Marsha says, Nira Laforish, Mishum the Lafonov Ein Shikre, this Lafonov and Laachov. Lafonov Ein Shikre, so that means as follows, Shahainu Shekotza Mitzofen Ledorim, let's say he's cutting the rose vertically, Viniach Besoif Hashur, and he comes towards the end of Dorim, he leaves over. The Israel is Shura Shniya. That means he's going vertically. He starts from the left of the field, he goes down, he leaves over one Shura, then he goes back to the second Shura, and he goes down. So Memele, so that thing is, that's called Lafon of Eine Shikre. Eine Shikre. Why isn't it Shikre? Kivin Shedain Lay Ovo Aleh, he never passed by, and he Oime Shedatoi Likzer Zer B'Shura Acheres Mimizrach Lamayrev. The last shura that he left over, going from Tzofen Ledorim, he plans to cut it, going me Mizrach Lamayret. So, Mamil, that's not shikre. Fine. Ashmeinon, Bozeh HaKlal. Vochi Nami Hoyoloima. He says, so what will be the other way around? He's going vertically. He goes over the first one, and he starts from the second one. He's going vertically down, and could very well be that the first one he didn't cut because it's more convenient to cut the first one than horizontally. So he says, "Vachinam ahoyelon oloyma iminich betchilis." Kotze bekeren zovis, by the corner, he left over the first one. The kotze achar kach kol ashur mitzofen ledorim. She also said the same thing. Shedat elikza keren zovis, b'shur acheres memizrach lamayro. Vashmeinon bezeh haklal. Mikom bokem ava shikra kivin de kva ovo olo vahave bebal toshva. Amoyre de kechidish. That if he was by this Oima, and he decided not to, he went past this Oima, even the reason why he went past, because he intends to cut it horizontally, that is a din of shikre, and that's a din of loy shoshu. That means the whole din, if you pass by an Oima already, there's a din you can't go back. Okay, let us go further in the sugya. So now the Gemara says as follows. Omar, v'chein oma ule, v'hu shoymed b'tzad sadeh, v'chein oma rabba baba chona, v'hu shoymed b'tzad sadeh. Bekitza, we had a number of choshev yidin that say, by a soda, a chotze sheni mishtemeres, it's only koine if you're standing there. If you're not standing there, it's not koine. Fine, guten Tag. Eisevei rab abe l'ule. Meise beram Gamliel uskeni.
And the Bible we're going to learn the Gemara, just to plow through the Gemara the way Rashi learns, and we'll say with a little beer. Ma'ase b'Rav Gamliel is kainim shayiboyim b'sfida. Rav Gamliel was with this kainim in a ship. And he reminded himself that he wasn't mafrish ma'isres. He wasn't mafrish ma'isres. And Rashi says he was afraid that, who knows what's going to be, but it bothered him. So he decided he's going to be mafrish ma'isres in the ship, and he's going to already give away the ma'isres. He can do everything already. That he's going to be mafrish and give the ma'isres already. There was a levi in the ship. There was a gabi aniyim in the ship. He's going to be mafrish ma'iserishin and ma'iseroni, and give it away already. And so he'll do now, he'll kill two birds with one stone, he'll be mafrish maisa, and he'll be noisen the maisa ready to levi, to agabi from ani. Now, this was the maisa. Maisa b'Rav Gamliel is kein, sheboi besvin. Omar Rav Gamliel, iso shani osid lomud. Now, the Ramban wants to say, and let's learn like this, for practical purposes, Rav Gamliel held Yesh Breire. Now, if you hold Yesh Breire, it's gewaltig. That means there's a lot of tvua in the field. And he said, when I'm going to come back, I'm going to take a tenth. And then we say, I'm going to be mafresh a tenth. So I'm now making it meiser now. The meiser I'm going to be miyachet later, whatever that meiser is, it's totally in breire. I mean, now it's not mabura. Which tvua it will be, that's irrelevant. But if you hold yesh breire, so I can make now the tenth, I'll be miyachet later, I'm making it now meiser. Whatever that tenth will be, I'm making it now meiser. Isr shani osid lamud nosen li Yeshua. So it means I'm making it now maisa, number one. And also, I'm giving it to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was with him on the ship. He hurried and he wasn't mafrish when he left, but now he's going to be masakin. He's going to do everything now. He's going to be mafrish the maisa rishon. He's going to give it to the lady. Nosen li Yeshua. Now, how do you give it to Yeshua? I mean, everyone is on the ship, but I give it to Yeshua. So you see, he's going to rent out the mocking where this Meiser is. That means when he's going to come back, there's going to be he's going to mavara which tenth he meant, and then they say yes, right? So with that tenth, which on the osed lomud, I'm making now Meiser. Let us say, for practical purposes, that tenth is in the north side of the field. That when he comes back, he's in biyachad that tenth, and so he's making that now ma'isa. In Mekaymoy, in the place where this ma'isa rishon is on, I'm renting out now to Rabbi Yeshua. He gave him a puta to rent out the place underneath the ma'isa, which he's being mafresh now. So, Baruch Hashem, he's Mekayim Mitzvahs HaFroshes Ma'isa and Nesines Ma'isa. He's Maknim the Mokim. And the Gemara learned now, he's Maknim, he's going it with Kinyan Chotza. That means, he's making a real estate deal with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua's a lady. He wants to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Nesines Ma'isa with Rabbi Yeshua. So now he was mafresh the Ma'isa. The tenth, Shani osid lomit. So that then shall be miyachad later. I'm making now maisa, and the place where this tent is now in my field, I'm renting out. Let's say for practical purposes, in the north side of the field, I'm renting the area which is underneath this tent. I'm renting it out to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave him a puta. Baruch Hashem, it's mafresh maisa, kind of the mitzvah afroshes maisa, and the sinus maisa. The Isa Acha, and I wanted to be Mafresh Maiseroni, was the Shnas HaShlishi. The Isa Acha, Shani Osir Lomud, Nosen Lakive Ben Yosef. and the Niger Abakibim and Yosef was the Gabi Aniyim, so who be Seich the Maisa Oni for the Aniyim? Kedei She Yiska Boil Aniyim, Amakayme Muskaloi. Fine. Now, Rav Abba asked Ule, you said that in Hilchis Chotzer Asode, you're only Koine if the Bailim is there, then it's a Chotzer Mishtameres for the Bailim. So I have a kasha from this Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua is koine the tvua. Als kinyan, the whole reason he rented him the makayim muskaloi that he should be koine with kinyan chotzo. So he asked him a kasha. Vichi Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva b'tzad sodeyu shram gamliel hoyoin. They were there. Then the ship with him. No. So I don't understand you, Ula. You Ula said the chotzo sheni mishtameres. The Bailam has to be there in order to be kind of the whatever he wants to be kind of with Kinyan Chotzer. They're in the ship. And they were kind of with Kinyan Chotzer. See, you're wrong. You don't need them with the Tzatzah day. Amalei, Ule was not at all enthused with this kasha. Amalei, domi haime rabbonam kilei gomri inchi shmaite. It seems like you never learned anything. I was all here to say to the kasha, the kasha doesn't begin and finished. He didn't have more to tell him, right? So we have here, Rav Abba held he had a good kasha, and Nula seems he doesn't appreciate the kasha. Ki osa lesure. So now, but Rav Abba was persistent. I mean, he is a good kasha. Nula somehow. He gave him a compliment, but Nula, Rav Abba held he had a good kasha. Ki osa lesura, oma lehu, so when he came to Sura, he came from Midah Chomem and Sura, oma lehu, hochi oma ula, ula said you need oimed betzat sadayu, but hochi is vise, and I asked the makashi from this Mishnah, he didn't tell them what Ula said, but he just said over, Ula said this yesod, I asked the makashi from the Mishnah, the Mishnah seems that you don't have to be oimed betzat sadayu. Amalei Yahume Rabbonon, Rabbi Gamliel Metaltli Agav Mekalki Hiknele. Not he was back to them with Kinyan Chotzer. He was back to them with Kinyan Agav. He was back to the Tvu with Kinyan Agav. So Memele, so that's a din, that Metaltli is Nikna Agav Kalke. So that means he was back to them the Kalke, and together with the Kalke, he's back to them the Metaltli. So that's not chotzer, that's agav. Agav helps. Agav don't need. They only said in the kinyan chotzer, Dova Hefke came in Tafil, that's Vishavo, you want to be kinder, you have a Dova Hefke, you want to be kinder. So there, you have to be kinder with a chotzer mishtama. It's only a chotzer mishtama, it's only the sasa. They're talking about kinyan chotzer. This mice is kinyan. Who told you this mice is kinyan chotzer? Here, Rabbi Gamliel was makna to them the tvuah. No, with what? They needed a ma'isa kinyan. She was making them agav kalk. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Isa shani osed lomit. Nizkar. Rabbi Gamliel reminded himself. Shle isa ma'isreiso. He yet was as yet not mafresh ma'isres. Vuhuk shaloi. And it bothered him. Umil la ashon ba'asher usham. She wanted to be mafresh ma'isa now. In the ship. Nosen li Yeshua. Who's this Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua Bachananya. Shoyim ay besmine. Who Levi? Rabbi Yeshua Bachananya was a Levi. V'noitel ma'iserishim. He took ma'iserishim. Kimrine be'elchim. Ma'iser be'Rabbi Yeshua sheholach l'sayeye as Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Godo. This was still b'zman ha'bayis by the Bayis Sheini. He wanted to help him ba'gofas d'losois. That means the Levium had different avoiders to do. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgode, as a Levi, his job was to close the doors. So it seems he had a problem. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to help him. Oh, my Lois, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Chazirbach, go back, don't help me. Sha'ata mina mishoirerim. Your job is, you're from the mishoirerim. You sing by the you sing Shire by the Nisach Hayayim. Vani mina Meshuorim. and I'm my job is to shut the doors. Or mishayda sheshir b'misa. That means if you switch your job, you chayim misa. This can't. It's not a hefkevel. But al kaponim, we see Rabbi Yeshua was alike. Fine, that's an agela. Or mekayimai muskaloi, and he rented out the place. V'kibul mimenu sham schar hamokim, and he rented out the place on the ship. Dachikton yisayv, and iskablu zem yisayv schar. That they got the money. They got the money. There was a rental of Mekaymus over here, and it was rented out. V'chol kachlom. Why was this necessary? They liknais maisa. He wanted that they should be kind of the maisa. Shetehei chatzera kainaloi. That the chotzer should be kainer. Lefisha metalfum ein kainen eloi b'mishiche oi chatzera tiknaloi. He wanted to be makter the tvua, so he need a maisa kine, he need a mishiche, but on the ship now, so he can't make mishiche. Oi chatzera tiknaloi. Nosen lakive gabai hoya boisa shona shnas maisa roni hoisa. Right, so yes, this kasha to Ula and Ula told them, please. Ki osa rababe lesura omalohu, so he told them his kasha. So omalayahu mirabonam, betalfi aga mekalki iknelem. Belav mishum de tiknelem mekoyma betoyres chotzer. Not that it was matos chotzer. Shafilu iknelem chotzer, it wasn't chotzer. Shafilu iknelem chotzer acheres. He didn't have to be makterem mekoyimom, the place where there is. If he was makterem a different mokim, sheinem betzoicha koninami kedusnan nachosin shein lemachais nitim nachosim sheish lemachais bekesef mishenosan akesef b'shvil akalke metaltlim. So b'shvil akalke ba metaltlim. So you koine the metaltum als aga, oye, fulu kalke, bemeche metaltum, bematone, nikne metaltum, bekinyin a kalke, beloi meshiche. Kidi yalfine, bekdushin, vayitin lehem, aviyem matone is rabbeis, lekesel lozov, im oreis metzureis, esher b'yehude. That's the makir that kinyin aga helps. And that was amalem abonim, that's the tales, and that's why Yula held your kasha doesn't begin. Because Akno was not Peteiras Chotzer, Akno was Peteiras Agam.